A satyogi is one who has completed the journey of consciousness through time, through every dimension, through every permutation of experience and experience, and has, through the adventures of consciousness in many lifetimes, throughout the cycle of the manifestation of the explicate order of time, has lost and regained the wisdom, the power, and the love, and the joy, and the beauty of God's being, and has returned to that supreme source of our being, our consciousness, our intelligence, and now abides in the heart of God, in oneness. For the satyogi, there is no more to desire. The satyogi wants nothing from the world. The world has nothing to offer. The satyogi wants nothing from the body. And the satyogi wants nothing even from the mind. The satyogi has been there, done that, and understood all of the instruments, powers, talents, capacities, forms of expression. And now wants only the simplicity of the silence, the stillness of absolute oneness with God. And to abide in the heart throne for the one purpose of serving the whole. The satyogi is no longer interested in the illusion of the Dasein, of being there as a being in a world, but recognizes the world as a mere appearance in the beingness. And has deconstructed the world after recognizing that all it is a construct, and has enabled it to dissolve back into its true nature as light, as love, as the intelligence and the glory of God, which is the self. And so for the satyogi, the world has already ended and was never anything other than one's own dream. And now awakening from that final scene of the dream, that climactic moment of destruction and awakening, of the totality to its true nature of immortality. And the return of the entirety to the singularity. The Satyogi is unaffected by all of the apparent changes within the world, because the world is no longer an objective other. And the yogi's only interest is in absorbing all of those dissonant, lost energies, frequencies, back into the harmony of the whole, of the lost chord from which the entire pulse of reality has emanated, back into the silent voice of God's word that both creates and withdraws the creation back into the emptiness, the nothingness of infinite potentiality. And because the Satyogi is at rest at that point source from which all has emerged and to which it all returns, the heart mind, the wisdom, and the power of God are no longer separate. And there is no longer any duality, no longer any differentiation, no longer any separation. And the unity of the whole has been recovered. So that the infinite beauty of the entire work of God, the work of art, that all of this is and has been, is culminated with a sense of infinite satisfaction. Nothing is missing. All is perfection. And the heart is at peace. And it is that peace the loving kindness and the selflessness of the divine energy that emanates from the yogi's being, essence, and silent source that brings the coherent frequency of fulfillment to fill the creation. And enable all to return. With a total sense of relief at the miracle of redemption. May we remain in every moment in that redeemed state, undisturbed by any events, unmoved, unshaken, unforgetful, forever abiding at the zero point. In total consciousness, of our task and the power of our true nature to achieve. The final attainment at the end of the last instant of time. To close the gap between time and eternity. Between becoming and being. Between being and nothing. And bring all of the loose ends of all the questions and all the doubts of every consciousness back into the glory of the supreme knowledge the supreme truth of what we all are why we have come where we are going, and what was the meaning of all of it. And its justification is proven by the luminous joy in the heart of all of those who have traveled from the beginning to the end and know it all again, indeed, for the first time. Because although it repeats infinitely, it all happens only once, and that once is infinitely precious, infinitely good, infinitely pure and beautiful. know that as yourself. Namaste.